Four local Little League All-Star teams are in action this weekend as a busy summer of youth baseball continues here on the North Coast. Hello and welcome to this week's KMUD News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on that story in just a moment, and we'll also bring you updates on all of the other big local sports stories from this week, including all the latest news on the Humboldt Crabs, how one state championship team celebrated their players this week, news of a big American Legion baseball tournament in Eureka, and how College of the Redwoods football is succeeding on and off the field of play. But first up, it has been a fun summer for local Little League baseball, and that's showing no signs of slowing down anytime soon. Four local teams are in action this weekend, including one that is playing for a NorCal state championship. On Tuesday night, the McKinleyville Junior All-Stars completed an unbeaten run through the Section 2 tournament with a hard-fought 6-5 win over South Siskiyou at Hiller Park in McKinleyville. The tournament hosts won all three of their tournament games on their way to the championship and improved to 7-0 on the summer. The section championship sends them on to this weekend's NorCal State Tournament with a place in the West Regional Tournament up for grabs. The MAC All-Stars open the NorCal State Tournament on Saturday night in Rocklin. Also in action this weekend, three other local Little League All-Star teams will be playing for a section championship, including the McKinleyville 12 and 10-year-olds, as well as the Redwood Empire 11-year-olds. The McKinleyville 12s, who won their district championship in Redway last week, are playing their section tournament in Susanville and opened with an exciting 4-3 win in extra innings on Thursday afternoon. The Redwood Empire 11-year-old All-Stars are playing in Yuba City, and the McKinleyville 10s are playing in Cottonwood. We'll have news on how all four All-Star teams fared in next week's KMUD News Sports Report. It was also a good week for the Humboldt Crabs. After dropping their series opener against the Rogues in Medford last weekend, the Crabs rallied to win two straight games to take the series. They defeated the Rogues 9-7 on Saturday before taking the series rubber match 14-2 on Sunday. The Crabs carried that momentum into a midweek series against the Alameda Anchors at the Arcata Ballpark, securing a 4-3 walk-off win with two runs in the bottom of the ninth inning on Tuesday, and they then swept the series with a 14-7 win on Wednesday. The Crabs will be back in action this weekend as they welcome the West Coast Kings to the Arcata Ballpark for a three-game series. The action gets underway on Friday night at 7. The longtime local collegiate summer club will also honour a club legend before Friday night's game. Fondly referred to as the man who saved the Crabs, Jerry Nutter served as president of the team board for 7 years and had a lasting impact on the popular local club until his passing in 2012. Nutter and his family, many of whom played key roles with the club over the years, will all be honoured before Friday night's game in a ceremony that will include the unveiling of a Nutter baseball sign on the left field fence at the ballpark, alongside those of fellow Crabs legends Lou Bonamini, Ned Barsuglia, and Shorty Ames. In 1995, Jerry and his son Matt set up an all-volunteer non-profit board of directors to keep the Crabs tradition going, and his longtime dedication to the team earned him the title of the man who saved the Crabs. In other local sports news this week, the Ferndale Wildcats celebrated their state championship football team with a ring ceremony at Ferndale High School on Monday night. The Cats claimed a first ever state championship in the sport in thrilling fashion last December after rallying from a 3-touchdown deficit to defeat Fairfax out of Los Angeles 29-21 in the CIF Division 7 AA championship game at El Camino College. The state win capped a huge run through the playoffs that included three straight road wins against higher seeds on the way to a North Coast section championship. Monday's event was hosted by the Ferndale Wildcats Booster Club with family, friends and community members in attendance. Head coach Clint McClurg spoke briefly to the gathering before presenting the players with their rings. Switching gears, this weekend will be one of the busiest of the summer for local baseball fans, with the Humboldt Eagles hosting their annual tournament. The Eagles tournament got underway on Thursday afternoon and will run through Sunday, with 12 teams in a total of 30 games scheduled. The tournament is split into two brackets, one for 17 U teams and one for 19 U's. The Eagles will be joined by four other local teams. The hosts are competing in the 19 U tournament along with Wild Cactus Baseball and the Southern Humboldt 76ers, while the Northern Humboldt Giants and the Southern Humboldt Patriots are playing in the 17 U bracket. The 12 teams are competing in pool play through Saturday, with the tournament playoffs, including the championship games, scheduled for Sunday. The 17U tournament is being played at the Redwood Fields in Cutton, and the championship game is set for 2 p.m, while the 19U tournament is taking place at Bilotti Field across from the Redwood Acres, and the championship game will take place at 2:30 p.m. And finally this week, the College of the Redwoods football team appears to be succeeding on and off the field of play. After securing a first bowl game victory in 30 years last fall, an impressive 15 of the players from that team will continue their careers at four-year schools. Included in that group are five local standouts. Quarterback Max Hoff, a former Fortuna Husky who was a two-time All-Conference selection with Sior, will play at Division II Colorado Mesa, along with former Ferndale Wildcat Lane Brandstetter, who is a defensive back. Former Eureka Logger Chase Stubing is also taking his game to the next level and will play at Division II New Mexico Highlands, while Del Norte's Tanner Faulkner, who also was a two-time All-Conference selection for CR at linebacker, will take his talents to College of Idaho, an NAIA program. Another former Husky, Joey Quinn, who also played baseball at CR, will join Mount Marty University, an NAIA school in South Dakota, where he is expected to have an immediate impact on the offensive line. The Corsairs defeated Hartnell College 63-0 in last December's Grizzly Bowl game. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.